we start off Tuesday with Dan Stashower coming to the Carter Library to talk about The Hour of Peril, the secret plot to murder Lincoln before the Civil War. Of course, when Lincoln was elected, it was such an unpopular choice throughout the South that his election is what triggered a lot of secession. It had nothing to do with any of Lincoln's actions. It was just a reaction to his...
taking office or being elected to office.
And word of a assassination plot to kill him on his way to Washington, specifically in Baltimore, leaked to him and his staff. And he hired a gentleman named Alan Pinkerton, who was essentially the inventor of the private detective in America. So Lincoln, for example, goes through Baltimore, where this assassination is supposed to happen, goes through Baltimore in the dead of night, and Pinkerton has the telegraph wires into Baltimore cut so that nobody can report on Lincoln's travel plans.
There's something very 21st century espionage about this.
Yeah, it sounds like 21st century procedures overlaid on 19th century technology.
Yeah.
So it's a fascinating story.
And it's no stretch of the imagination to think about a young actor by the name of John Wilkes Booth reading about this in the paper and talking about this with his colleagues.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dan Stashower will be in town to talk about the book, which is The Hour of Peril, The Secret Plot to Murder Lincoln Before the Civil War. He's going to be in on Tuesday, and this is at the Carter Library, an event put on by Acapella Books.
Fast forward about a century, and it brings us up to the time period of our next book.
Yeah, and instead of looking at a bit of history going through newspaper clippings and journals and so on, which is what Stashower does, we have Clint Hill and Lisa McCubbin coming to the Carter Library to talk about his book, 5 Days in November. And Clint Hill was, in fact, a Secret Service agent in Dallas when John F. Kennedy was assassinated in November of 63. So this is as kind of firsthand, on-the-ground account of that tragedy as pretty much as you can have.
It's really fascinating to think about what insight Hill can bring about his specific role that day, and really as it changed him and the agency watching out for the presidency even today.
The idea today of a president, you know, in an open-top car through the middle of a wide-open plaza...
just wouldn't happen.
I mean, it is about as far from possible as can be imagined.
Mm-hmm.
So Clint Hill and Lisa McCubbin, his co-writer, is going to be at the Carter Library Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Darren, all of we who attempted to be good Sunday school attending boys and girls are familiar with the story of David and Goliath. But the author of this next book thinks that we may have the meaning of the story completely incorrect.
You know, Malcolm Gladwell is out with his new book called David and Goliath, Underdogs, Misfits, and the Art of Battling Giants. His whole take is who you think has the advantage and who you think doesn't have the advantage is kind of oftentimes cockeyed.
Goliath is a sitting duck. He doesn't have a chance, right? So why do we keep calling David an underdog, and why do we keep referring to his victory as improbable?
And Darren, Malcolm Gladwell has a history of writing about things, offering a different viewpoint, a different spin on a subject.
Yeah, Malcolm Gladwell is probably best known for The Tipping Point, which is has become a cultural catchphrase, I think, since that book came out. And the idea is that you keep adding and adding and adding, and it seems to not quite get there. And then when it does, bam, everything happens. It's how you get to be an overnight success after 10 years of hard work, essentially,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
With that book, he kind of quantified that and documented it in some really interesting ways and helped people think about the way they do business differently. So a little bit of disclosure, the Decatur Book Festival is co-sponsoring this event. It is at the Atlanta Symphony Hall. We are sponsoring it with Acapella Books and with Credible, which is an Atlanta-based technology company here in town. So this is Wednesday at Atlanta Symphony Hall, and tickets are available at Acapella Books.